email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, you've probably noticed, like the rest of us, that you're not getting much change out of a tenner when you pop into the shops for a couple of bits, and that your grocery bills for the big shop are getting higher and higher. This has been confirmed by the latest data released by Kantar, which shows that grocery prices have increased almost 5% in the past year. To explain why, Connor Pope is on the line. How are you doing, Connor?
Hi, Ray. How are you getting on?
I went into my local supermarket the other day and noticed that the four croissants that I used to get for €4 are now €4.50.
Yeah.
That's what, 12.5% increase, is it?
Yeah, that's right. And actually, you're quite lucky there, Ray, because if you look at the main ingredients for your croissants, they're flour, butter, yeast, milk, sugar and salt. And I think the price of all of those individual elements have climbed at home and abroad for multiple reasons, because of the climate crisis, geopolitical uncertainty, higher wage costs, higher energy bills, and a whole lot more besides. And I think the important thing here is context, because I don't think me and you realised in 2015 or 2018 that we were living in the good old days when it came to prices, but we actually were. Because we would have complained about high prices a lot, and a lot of our listeners would have complained about high prices. But the reality is that for a decade or even longer, prices were largely static in this country. So we didn't have to deal with inflation. And in fact, if you look at the European Central Bank interest rates, they were in negative territory. Yeah. And we actually had it quite good for a long time. But then, of course, Russia invaded Ukraine and all bets were off. We saw inflation going absolutely through the roof. So the figures that you mentioned just there, Kantar's 5% or 4.9% grocery price inflation, that's compared to last year, and it was about half that last year. But at the height of the cost of living crisis in the summer of 2023, grocery inflation was nearly 17%. Mm. So we're better off than we were, but we're not ever, I think, going to go back to the days when prices were static for donkey's years.
So the increase is coming from the price of ingredients, is what you're saying.
It's coming from, yeah, the price of ingredients is one element, but there's so many different things
going
involved.
On, yes, yeah, yeah.
About it, Ray. If you think about it, okay, you've got the ingredients is one thing, right? Then you've got wage costs, because, you know, we've seen wage costs increasing quite significantly over recent years. In 2021, the minimum wage in Ireland was €10.20. Today, it's €13.50. So that's up 32%. If you think about energy, now I know that you and all your listeners will have experienced this at home, but domestic energy bills were €2,000 per year, roughly. Then they went up to €4,000 at the height of the crisis, and now they're around €3,000. But that's still around a third more than they were in 2021. So that's another thing. And it's the same experience for businesses. So that's driving up prices as well. And then you have all of the commodity prices. So you look at things like coffee and chocolate. They all cost more because of environmental pressures, because you have these growers in sub-Saharan Africa, in places like Tanzania and Kenya. They're experiencing really harsh weather conditions. So they have to grow their coffee beans and their cocoa beans higher up mountains, which costs more. And then you have all of the potential climate catastrophes that happen closer to home that can drive up the price of peppers, tomatoes, or whatever else it might be. We're really in a very difficult time. And I think people probably need to be accustomed to that and be accepting of the fact that that is the reality now.
Give us some solutions, Connor. That's your job.
Yeah, and there are solutions out there. I mean, the reality is that there is still huge value to be found in shopping own brand. Now, I know I sound like a broken record when I talk about own brand, but the reality is that own brand or private label products cost around 30% less than branded products. And there was a time, and we've talked about this on the show on many occasions, there was a time when there was a real difference in quality between own brand and branded products. But by and large now, the differences have been eroded. And years ago, Irish people hated private label or own brand products, and we just never took to them. And there's historical reasons for that, and it came from Quinsworth and Yellow Pack and all of that really poor quality stuff that was around in the 80s. And that kind of scarred us for a generation. But in 2008, only about 8% of the Irish shopping trolley was made up of own brand, and the rest of it was made up of branded products. But today, around 50% is own brand and around 50% is branded. But for people looking to make savings, they could still buy more own brand products. And that's not saying one supermarket over another supermarket, because every supermarket, from Marks and Spencer's to Dunn's to Tesco to Lidl to Aldi to Super Value, they all have their own brand ranges. Mm. And you will save money by shopping at on those particular shelves.
Okay. And what about loyalty club cards?
Yeah. Now, this is really important, because for donkey's years, the loyalty schemes were kind of an optional extra for consumers. But I think as part of the cost of the living crisis, an awful lot of retailers started really zeroing in on what they were offering to their customers who were members of the loyalty schemes. Now, Dunn's have a really good loyalty scheme where, you know, you get your vouchers if you spend over 50 quid, and an awful lot of people, and that's really popular with shoppers. Tesco's club card became incredibly important, because most of its products that are on promotion to the members of the club card scheme. So if you don't have the club card, you sometimes end up paying a dramatically higher price.
Yes.
Now, what I would suggest to people is, and I did this and it saved me an absolute fortune, I was forever losing the club card key, you know, the key ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have your club card? And I was like, no, I don't. So I just took a photograph of the barcode and I stored it in a particular folder on my phone. And all supermarkets can read the barcode on your phone, and you never go shopping without your phone. So I always have my loyalty cards, irrespective of the company, with me. And it has saved me an absolute fortune.
You can just, Niamh has told me, you can get an app on your phone. You don't have to take a picture.
You can also get the app, but that's a very 21st century of Niamh, whereas I'm going, listen, I'm old school.
Yeah. And it's annoying if you're in a shop that you don't normally shop in and you see the price and you go, oh, yeah, that's reasonable. And then you realise it's only for club card holders, and you get really annoyed.
Yeah, no,
then.
Absolutely.
That's a pet peeve, mini stress. Yeah.
But that's what they want. They want more people to join their club cards, and they want that for multiple reasons. I mean, they can monetize the information, not your private details, but they can monetize the information that they harvest from those loyalty schemes. So the supermarkets are making more money, and that's why they want to incentivize more of their customers to join those schemes. But they also want to create the impression that there's loads of products on promotion, even though those products are very specifically targeted at club card or whatever discount loyalty scheme is on the table.
And Conor, are these increases in the price of groceries been matched by wage increases?
Well, it depends. It depends on where you work, Ray. Like some companies, some areas of business have seen wage increases that are quite significant, because obviously employees and unions are perfectly entitled to fight their corner. And they're saying, OK, well, listen, we're inflation is running at 7%, inflation is running at 10%, inflation is running at 20%. We need to have wage increases commensurate with that. Mm. And that's what unions and that's what employees are looking for in many respects. But then a lot of employees and a lot of unions are struggling to get the same level of increases. We've seen the minimum wage climb for sure. We've seen wages across the board climb. I don't know if they've climbed at the same level as inflation. Okay. Certainly not in the industry that I work in.
And their figures also out for what we spent our money in when the sun was out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? We had a really surprisingly, I know we complain about the weather a lot in Ireland. I mean, it's a national hobby, but we had an amazingly warm, dry and sunny May. Hmm. And as a result, there was a huge number of people firing up their barbecues and eating al fresco, even though like it was 12 degrees outside. It's not like it was lovely and sunny. But Irish shoppers spent an additional 14 million euro on all the barbecue stuff, like the sausages, the coleslaw, the potato salad, all of that stuff. And then we spent an additional 50 grand, I think, on sun care compared to this time last year. So the sun care, they were spending more on sun cream, which is always to be welcomed.
And well, 23% of that is going to the government in VAT. We had a chat about that yesterday,
and that's absurd.
Yeah.
Because it's a medical issue. Like it's not a cosmetic thing. It's an essential thing, and we should be doing whatever we can to make the price of sun care more readily accessible to everybody.
Yes, because it is it's a preventative medicine. That's what it is.
100%.
Yeah, and listen, you have a Leave and Cert student in your house.
I do. And do you know what? No one ever told me, Ray, that when you have a Leaving Cert student in your house, you're more worried when they're going into the first exam than they are. Like my child was in a state of zen-like calm this morning because she'd done all the work.
Yeah.
She studied incredibly hard. And she went in really calm, whereas I was up to high dough, worrying about where, and I was sitting there throughout the morning. Now, you were probably the same, looking at the clock going, oh, she's probably answered one or two questions now. Oh, she might be on the third or fourth question. Oh, the exam is nearly over. So first exam is out of the way. I think all the kids who have been doing them have done tremendously well to get that one out of the way. Fingers crossed for the rest of the week.
It's that phrase that I hear over and over again with regard to most things in life. Trust the process. So that's what they do. They trust the process. And we know as parents, we can't do it for them.
About
yes,
the process.
Exactly. That's it. Connor Pope, thanks so much. Thanks, Connor.
Thanks, Larry.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.